This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As state lawmakers search for ways to come up with the money needed to fix Michigan's battered and bumpy roads, a Democrat from Grand Rapids tosses this idea into the conversation. Legalize and then tax marijuana and then put that new revenue to work. State Representative Brandon Dillon is with us. Representative, your opinion piece for MLive puts it right out there on the table. Let's legalize and tax marijuana to help pay for Michigan's roads, schools, police. What led you to this conclusion?
Well, it's not a conclusion that I came to overnight. I think as someone who's seen kind of the grown up with this war on marijuana, so to speak, and just looked at the data, and it's not working. Prohibition has not stopped people from using marijuana. It has not stopped people from selling marijuana. What it has done is produced a black market economy that has all sorts of other crime associated with us and has really left our state spending a lot of resources on law enforcement for something I think in a growing number of people believe is a improper use of the money we have. And it has not allowed us to reap some of the benefits of legalizing and, I would add, heavily regulating and taxing marijuana so that we can raise revenue for some of these priorities. It won't solve all our problems. I don't think people should be under that illusion, but it would contribute significant revenue to the state of Michigan that we could use to offset the cost of some of the things like roads, public education, public health, and public safety.
Let's talk about that. I'm sure you and many others across the nation are casting eyes towards Colorado and Oregon and Washington and Alaska, where marijuana is legal and it's regulated. What do you see in there that you would like to see here?
Well, I think what you've seen in a state like Colorado, which was the first to do this and I think has gotten a lot of attention, is the data has been pretty irrefutable. You've actually seen teen marijuana use decline as it had been doing prior to legalization. You've seen the economy in Colorado continue to be one of the strongest and fastest growing in the country. You've seen drunk drivings down. You've seen property crimes down. And you've seen about $76 million in the first year alone contributed to the Treasury so that they can spend on things like public health and roads and infrastructure, whatever they decide that money would go for. So it's certainly not a panacea. It doesn't solve all society's problems, and it's not all, as I've said before, unicorns and rainbows, but it's certainly not precipitated a real problem in society, as some of the alarmists would have you believe.
There are people that have, criticisms about that. Kids ingesting edibles and neighboring states are complaining their jurisdictions are flooded with pot. Nebraska and Oklahoma actually sued Colorado in the U.S. Supreme Court because saying legalization has resulted in more interstate drug trafficking. So there's a shadow to that silver lining, if you will.
Certainly. And that's why, when people say regulation and people like me who believe we should lift the prohibition, it doesn't mean a free-for-all. It means a heavily regulated industry that you would be able to learn from other states and apply regulations in Michigan that would make sure that we could keep marijuana out of the hands of those who are under 21. We could make sure that the access point for people to purchase marijuana would not be a back alley or a street corner where they would also have access to other harder, more dangerous drugs. And I think while, Colorado has had some growing pains, ultimately when you stack up what the state looks like pre-legalization and what it looks like post-legalization, on many levels it's not very different. But what you have seen is crime go down, revenues up, and those who believe that this is going to precipitate some sort of interstate drug crisis across the country, I just don't think the facts bear that out. There's concerns that need to be addressed, and I think Michigan can address them. Ohio will be having this on the ballot this year, a neighbor of ours directly to the southeast, and I think it's going to pass there. And once it does, I think those who have concerns about neighboring states not following suit, some of those concerns would be assuaged.
Representative, what kind of reception is your idea getting in Lansing among your fellow lawmakers?
Well, it certainly caused a little bit of a stir. I think there's some who have an emotional connection to continuing the policies that we have, and it's just some inherent resistance to change. But I think once you look at the data, and if we let facts drive this argument, and we look at what the cost-benefit analysis is of continuing a failed war on this substance and spending all the public resources we do to keep it out of the hands of people that are already getting it, I think once you take a look at this issue from that perspective, the data will drive you to the irrefutable conclusion that what we're doing isn't working and that there's a better way, and that would be to legalize, regulate, and tax.
State Representative Brandon Dillon is with the 75th House District, Democrat from Grand Rapids. Thank you so much for talking with us, Representative.
Thank you for having me on.